From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Kelly Mitchell. Dade County set the stage, and then just after midnight, same-sex couples started getting married around the state. The federal ruling that cleared the way came after nine couples sued to have their out-of-state marriages recognized here. Nadej Green has the story behind one couple.
He does a lot of the cooking kind of things, and I do the cleanup.
Cleaning. You never cleaned.
Robert Collier and Charles Hunziker have been together for 52 years. Everyone calls them Bob and Chuck. Bob is 80, Chuck is 83.
A lot of people always knew us as Bob and Chuck or Chuck and Bob, and a lot of them never knew quite who was who.
That was Bob. Chuck says it's not so hard to tell the difference. He still has most of his hair. They met in 1963 at a beach in New York.
It was the 4th of July. Usually on the left-hand side of every beach in the United States ends up being the gay section. And I saw him and I walked over.
Bob had a black patch over his eye, like a pirate. He had a corneal scratch. And that day, a doctor ordered him to wear it. Chuck says that's what caught his attention.
This big brute with a black eye patch on, I thought it was a gimmick. Now I'm going to show you why I went crazy.
Chuck holds up a framed photo of a young and muscular Bob.
Handsome, right? And I wasn't too bad either.
Bob and Chuck are both veterans. Bob served as a captain in the Army during Vietnam. Chuck was in the Navy during the Korean War. They retired to Florida almost 20 years ago, Chuck from his job with Mobil Oil Company and Bob as a doctor. Like most retirees, they came for the pleasant weather. They say they never meant to become gay activists, to be plaintiffs in a lawsuit that would change Florida law. But as Bob and Chuck started getting older, they started thinking about how they wanted to leave things better than it was for them. Chuck remembers being on a Navy ship during the Korean War.
On three occasions in the year and a half of my ship, the USS El Dorado, we had CID come aboard and pull gays off the ship, homosexuals, and we'd never see them again.
And when they lived in New York in the 60s, it was illegal to serve gay people alcohol or for them to dance together.
Our favorite bars or restaurants were being raided on an ongoing basis.
Over the last few years, Bob and Chuck started going to protests and meetings about gay rights issues.
This argument against gay marriage or people loving each other just because of who they are, we're not asking for anything extra. We're just asking for equality.
Last year, just after their 51st anniversary, Bob and Chuck got married in a no-frills ceremony at City Hall in New York City. But until this morning, their marriage was not legally recognized here in Florida, where they live. Chuck is relieved.
This is the right thing. You know, love is love. You know, you can't tell someone who you can love or who you cannot love.
The lawsuit kicked off months of email exchanges and meetings over the latest legal developments, and there were a lot. The federal judge in Tallahassee first declared Florida's gay marriage ban unconstitutional in August, but that ruling was on hold until last night. In the meantime, there have been appeals, requests for clarification from the judge. Attorney General Pam Bondi asked the Supreme Court to get involved. Bob says it all got annoying sometimes.
You keep expecting that this is going to happen, and then you find the stay, and then something else is happening, and then we're waiting for the results of, is the Supreme Court going to take action on this or not?
It did not. And when the judge in the case, Robert Hinkle, clarified his ruling, he said clerks who don't issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples starting today could face lawsuits. Yesterday, Bob and Chuck were at a Miami-Dade courthouse when a judge ruled same-sex couples in Miami-Dade County could marry immediately ahead of the rest of the state. Bob and Chuck came to watch it happen, and then Antonio Devine walked up to them.
You don't know what it means to be next to you right here.
Devine recognized them from their work as gay marriage activists.
Because you have made history possible. I never thought in my lifetime I was going to see this day.
Well, we're so happy for you. We're so happy for you.
Thank you.
Tonight at 6, Bob and Chuck will renew their vows at the Miami Beach Botanical Garden, along with some of the other couples from the federal lawsuit. Their marriages are now recognized in Florida. I'm Nadej Green in Miami.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?